Rain in New York holds up the start of the Marlins and Mets for nearly 2 hours on Friday. When the action gets going, JT Realmuto draws first blood against Chris Flexen.
1-1 to Realmuto, batting .292. The pitch, curveball, hit high in the air to deep left field. Back goes Cespedes, and there it goes. A home run for JT Realmuto on a hanging curve from Chris Flexen. He hit it over the Great Wall of Flushing into the lower left field stands. For Realmuto, his 14th home run of the year. And the Marlins have a 2-0 lead.
1-0. Flores lines to left. That's a base hit. Lagares scores from third on to second. Cabrera. Wilmer Flores continues to have Nicolino's number. The Mets are on the board. It's 3-1 Miami.
Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a drive in the air to center. It'll hang up for Yelich as he slides to make the catch. Side retired. I think he was going to have to leave his feet there or at least slide forward, but Yelich does, and the Mets are done in the sixth. No runs, a hit, one error, and one left. And at the end of six innings, the Marlins 3, the Mets 1.
1-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Steckenrider with the slider and a 1-2-3 bottom of the seventh as Steckenrider strikes out the side in order.
2-0 pitch, fastball popped up near third base. Dietrich drifting over towards the line makes the catch in foul territory, and the ball game is over. The Miami Marlins have taken the opener of this three-game series from the Mets in a game that started an hour and 53 minutes late. The Mets unable to break their losing streak, which now has reached 5. In the ninth inning for New York, nothing across. The final score, the Miami Marlins 3, and the New York Mets 1.
Brad Ziegler records the save, and the Marlins win 3-1. The Marlins have now won 6 of 7. Justin Nicolino has won back-to-back starts, and the Mets have lost 5 straight games. With the loss, the Mets fall to 53-67 on the year. Here's their manager, Terry Collins.
Well, I think he's getting a lot better. I think he's getting a lot more comfortable. And, you know, you basically you break down his outing, and, you know, he threw the ball fine, walked two guys, they both scored. Walked four guys, but two of them scored, and it's, you know, those are the things that have come back to get him. But I thought he threw the ball very well. I think he's certainly improving. I think his stuff's getting better. His command hopefully is on the uptick. He made some great pitches too, really. Kept the ball away from Stanton, made some really good pitches on him, even though they were just off the plate. But, I mean, the location was good.
Their relievers took over late. I think they retired the last 10 batters. What did you see as why they were so effective?
They get great arms, all of them. I mean, they get power stuff, and Ziegler's no fun for anybody at the end. You know, we're just not swinging the bats. We haven't swung the bats in, you know, since we came back from Philly. So we just got to find some way to find some holes. I mean, we had three or four balls we hit good tonight, and they are an outstanding defensive team. I'm not saying that, but we hit some balls and hit them, you know, right where they were at, or they made some good plays.
Zach,
Terry, were there any updates on Noah, Harvey, and Familia? You said you were going to talk to Sandy.
I did not. There's none, Zach. We had some other stuff we had to deal with, so I didn't talk to them.
Do you feel like the air, in a way, has kind of come out just with all the trades? And did you feel like just after the Yanks, there's kind of just a feeling of flatness?
I think that might be a way to say it tonight. When you come off a series as, you know, electrically charged as it was the last 4 days, even though we didn't win games, I mean, the energy in the ballpark was tremendous. And all the rumors and, you know, that are still flying. Yeah, I think, yeah, there might have been a little, the air might be out of the balloon tonight a little bit. We got to, certainly that's my responsibility to make sure that they're, you know, get it back in and get it ready for tomorrow.
Good. Go ahead. Last one, Zach.
You mentioned about rumors. Do you sense that anything's happening here?
I sense it could be, yeah. Yeah, but, you know, again, that's not for me to answer, but I, you know, this is hard for these guys. I mean, we came in, we started spring training with tremendous expectations, and they all had them themselves, too. And to have all of a sudden you're looking around and, you know, there's new people everywhere. It's, you know, I think it's a little bit of a culture shock for some of our guys.
The Mets continue their series against their division rivals on Saturday at Citi Field. Rafael Montero will make the start.